And a top dog was crowned last night at the Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show. Here's Judge David Merriam.
My choice for the best in show is the Beagle.
The Beagle!
Oh, my God, another Beagle!
The crowd going wild inside Madison Square Garden last night for Miss P, a Beagle from British Columbia.
A purebred Beagle. Mutts are not allowed in the show. Miss P, we should say, often goes by her formal name. Tashton's Looking for Trouble.
That's Miss P's registration name, the much longer official name that reflects a purebred's lineage. It can include the names of the breeder, the dog's mother or father, or where the dog was born.
Trying to cram all that in can lead to unusual names. Gizmo, one of the border terriers who showed up at Westminster, is listed in its guidebook as McKill's His Royal Highness Prince Gizmo House of Gremlin.
There's a basset hound named East Hill Brogston Woodland Lettuce, as in the salad, let us entertain you.
And there's a Pomeranian named Starfire's Spank Me Hard, Call Me Crazy.
David Fry, who's co-hosted TV coverage of the Westminster Dog Show for more than 25 years, says for show dogs, the more unusual the name, the better.
I had a dog named Jukebox Hero, you know, after named after a song. People tend to remember a unique name, my great Afghan hound. Zumi was her official registered name was Champion Storm Hills, Who's Zoomin' Who, after the Aretha Franklin song. People remember that dog.
And it's Morning Edition from NPR News. Are names easier to say?
Indeed.
Renee Montaigne.
And David Greene.